Welcome to New Wave Heroes, the show where the heroes have big hair and wear eyeliner. It's a particularly glamorous show, this one, with the international representation from Germany, America, Scotland, Jamaica, Austria, and Swindon. There's a top 20 countdown of the things we missed from the 80s, a classic album from INXS, and so much more. Let's get into it.
1 hour of non-stop music and memories.
What I call an 80s classic.
You're right there, Mr. Jingle Man. That's my favourite Eurythmics track, Love is a Stranger, and that's from their second album, Sweet Dreams Are Made of This, and that was from October 1982. Okay, so lots to come on the show. After this next track, I'll give you the questions in the New Wave Ninja Music Quiz, the best retro theme music quiz on the airwaves. Well, that's my opinion anyway. But first, a quick note from Dave. He says, I've had a really strange week. A friend told me that his house is haunted by a chicken. Apparently it's called a poultrygeist. Remember, that even made me laugh, that one. Remember, if you want to contact the show for whatever reason, you can. And this is how you do it.
can contact the show by emailing studio@newwaveheroes.com or via the contact page on the website. Just go to newwaveheroes.com.
So remember Da 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 from the German band Trio? Well, that's them again, and the track was called Hearts Are Trumps, and that's from their second studio album, Bye Bye, and that was released in August 1982. Good track that, love that one. Right, crank up the synths and fire up the quattro. It's time for New Wave Ninja, the ultimate retro music quiz. The rules are simple. I ask 5 music theme questions and I'll share the answers later in the show. There's no prizes, just bragging rights, so please don't contact the show. Ready? Let's go.
Think you know about music? Get ready to play New Wave Ninja, the ultimate retro pop quiz.
Question 1. Who is the lead singer of T'Pau? Question 2. What song is this the intro to? Question 3. Who wrote the song Private Dancer for Tina Turner? Question 4. What song is this the middle eight from? Question 5. Originally a hit for Shocking Blue in the 1960s, which cover version did Bananarama have success with in 1986? Did you do okay? I'll tell you the answers later in the show.
Only the best music.
Standing there alone, the ship is waiting, all systems are go. Are you sure? Control is not convinced, but the computer has the evidence. No need to abort. The countdown starts. Watching in a trance, the crew is certain, nothing left to chance. All is working, trying to relax. Up in the capsule, sent me up a drink. Jokes, Major Tom. The count goes on.
4, 3.
Another German track there from a guy called Peter Schilling, and that was called Major Tom, and that's from 1983, and that was the lead single from his album Error in the System. And Major Tom in that track was loosely based on David Bowie's 1969 song Space Oddity, and that was a huge hit all around the world. Okay, so it's time for my tune now, and it says here that it contains outdated themes from the start. So that sounds like a laugh. Here we go. Okay. Okay, so Steve has written in and he says, my story begins in the summer of 1987. I was with my mate Tony at the Electric Cellar nightclub in Norwich. It was a brilliant place to go and we would go most weekends, both hoping to meet the girl of our dreams, or what's more commonly known as out on the pull. One weekend all the stars aligned and I met Tracy. Of all the nightclubs in all the towns in all the world, she walked into mine. She was a real stunner, a right sort you might say. Everything about her was perfect, apart from the tattoos on her left arm. Now everyone knows that girls with tattoos are trouble, right? The more tattoos a girl has, the more trouble she is. Everyone knows that. It's like a visible sliding scale of drama, permanently etched on display for all the world to see. I'll never forget my old Nan, a very wise woman, once said to me, a tattooed lady belongs in the circus, not the bedroom. And that was running through my mind as this vision of loveliness bumped into me. I should have walked away, but hindsight is a wonderful thing, and so is lager. And with a belly full of beer, my brain had disconnected from reality and ignored all common sense. So despite the red flag, my Nan's voice reverberating in my ear and completely against my better judgment, I said hello. During the next few minutes, I fell in love. We had so much in common, it was uncanny. We even liked pineapple on our pizza, which most sane people think is disgusting. It might be a sign, I thought, serendipity even. But then she threw a verbal grenade into the conversation, one you can never prepare yourself for. It turned out that she was a big fan of jazz music. That broke my heart. I can't stand jazz. Of all the music out there, she liked jazz. I mean, four old blokes all playing a different tune at the same time. What's that all about? I didn't know what to do or say. My dislike for jazz far outweighed any possible relationship I could have with her. I tried to explain the situation, but she didn't get it, so that was it. It was all over in a flash. So what I thought was the girl of my dreams turned out to be a crazy tattooed jazz-loving weirdo. My Nan was right. They always are, aren't they? Over the next few months, I continued to go to the Electric Cellar Club, where I met Michelle, whom I'm still married to almost 40 years later. Michelle thinks jazz is rubbish too, although she does like musicals, which can be a challenge. My tune is Shattered Dreams by Johnny Hates Jazz, as it sums up everything I've just written, and is a great reminder of how I dodged a bullet with Tracy, and how if you take my advice about girls with tattoos and jazz music, you can too. Thanks Steve, great advice there, and this is your tune.
New Wave Heroes. The sound of yesterday today.
Hello, this is Clark and Mike from Johnny Hates Jazz.
Just too late to know.
intro never sounded so good.
That's Johnny Hates Jazz and Shattered Dreams, and that was Steve's My Tune, sharing his wisdom there about girls with tattoos. After this next track, a top 20 countdown of the things we missed from the 1980s. But first, Chris has sent me a note. He says, I'm really worried about my wife. She started to show the first signs of Alzheimer's. She said she can't remember what she ever saw in me.
Great music, great memories.
That's Talk Talk and It's My Life, and that's the title track from the band's second album, It's My Life, from 1984. It reached number 46 on the UK singles chart the first time it was released, but over the years it's been re-released a few times and eventually got into the top 20 in 1990. Okay, so in a previous show I asked, if you had a time machine, would you go back to the 80s? The overwhelming response was yes. I thought it might be fun to do a top 20 countdown of things people miss from the 1980s. Here goes, see what you make of these.
And now the most poptabulous chart countdown on the radio. The most accurate chart-tastic chart and the only chart that counts.
This week's number 20, mixtapes. Oh, I love a mixtape. Number 19, The Fashion. 18, Cabbage Patch Dolls. God, they were ugly, weren't they? 17, Vinyl Records. They're making a comeback. And 16, Video Rental. Remember going to the Blockbuster store? And 15, Roller Discos. They were fun. And 14, 80s TV. And 13, Comedy. Yeah, things were funny back then, weren't they? And 12, Boom Boxes. They were massive. And 11, Walkman. I had one of those, did you? And this week's top 10. At 10, arcade games. Remember Asteroids, Space Invaders? What was your favourite? At 9, the phone book. Remember searching through that? At 8, CB radio. At 7, Jane Fonda workout. At 6, phoning someone to ask them out. That was terrifying. Kids today will never know how that felt. And this week's top 5. Trying to set the time on the video recorder. I don't miss that one. And 4, 80s movies. I'll do a top 20 80s movies in the next show. And 3, slogan t-shirts. Frankie Says, Choose Life. Did you have one of those? And 2, the mullet. Big hair and permed hair. I had a perm. Crazy. And this week's 1, of course, the music. So there's a few memories from the 80s. Still loads to come on the show, including our classic album from INXS. I'll be back in a couple of minutes. Don't go anywhere. Remember!
This is the music that makes the smash hit movie Beverly Hills Cop really arresting. Beverly Hills Cop, the album including Glenn Frey, Pointer Sisters, Shalimar, Patti LaBelle and Junior. Beverly Hills Cop, the album and cassette, it's a steal.
Smash Hits Party 88, Brother Beyond, Kylie Minogue, Ross and more. Smash Hits Party 88, 28 chart shattering hits on one double album.
Remember this golden classic. Playing the hits of yesteryear just for you.
Nigel is happy in his work. Bye.
Two tracks in a row there. First you heard XTC and Making Plans for Nigel, and you just heard Sparks and the number one song in heaven. And now it's time for our classic album. And our classic album this time around is from INXS, and it's called Kick, and it was their sixth studio album, released the 19th of October 1987. It was the band's most successful studio album and has been certified 6 times platinum, and that means it sold over 6 million copies. Wowza! The album included 5 singles, Need You Tonight, New Sensation, Devil Inside, Never Tear Us Apart, and Mystify. I'm going to play Mystify now, and I'll tell you some more facts on the other side.
Classic albums.
All veils and misty, streets are blue. Almond looks that chill divine. A sun of silken moment goes on forever. And we're leaving broken hearts behind. You mystify me, mystify me. I need perfection, some twisted selection that tangles me to keep me alive. In all that exists, when none has your beauty, I see your face, and I will survive. Mystify
was Mystify by INXS, and that was the fifth and final single from the album Kick, and that was from March 1989, right at the back end of the 1980s. All Music Steve Huey, never heard of him, retrospectively described the album as an impeccably crafted pop tour de force, the band succeeding at everything they do. They went on to say, more to the point, every song is catchy and memorable, branded with indelible hooks. BBC Music's Cormac Heron, is that a real person? That must be a made-up name. Reviewed the 2004 Deluxe Edition, and he said, the production still sounds fresh, and the songwriting partnership of Hutchins and Farris wins you over with an anthemic glory. So they liked it. Here's the fourth single from the album from June 1988.
Classic albums.
Don't ask me
what you know is true. Don't have to tell you I love your precious heart. I was standing, you were there. Two worlds collided and they could never tear us apart. We could live for a thousand years, but if I hurt you, I make wine from your tears. I told you that we could fly, 'cause we all have wings, but some of us don't. You were there. Two worlds collided and they could never.
That's what I call a new wave classic.
That's called Never Tear Us Apart, and that was a massive hit all over the world. It was ranked at number 282 on Rolling Stone's list of the 500 greatest songs of all time, and has been used in several films over the years. If you're not familiar with this album, please check it out. It really is a new wave classic. I love it. It's one of my favourites. After this next track, I'll give you the answers to the New Wave Ninja music quiz. How do you think you did?
The greatest music.
Thank you. I need some more steel and rub it. I know what it means. I better start running for the dopest flowers on the top of the mountain. I throw all you want it, don't go on the ground. Hiking up alongside cool and steel. You see eyes to eyes, I'm picking the one and only. Fly with the show, brothers, you look in my eyes. I'll hike the hill so we can chill with the 805.
Remember that one? That's called Bring Me Edelweiss, and that's by Austrian band Edelweiss. You would never have guessed it, would you? First released in late 1988 as a standalone single, then they later included it on their debut album, Wonderful World of Edelweiss. And that was a hit song all over Europe and New Zealand, bizarrely. Reached the number one position in 6 countries and sold over 5 million copies. Can you believe it? 5 million. The song features loads of different samples. The main one was ABBA's SOS. And ABBA don't normally give permission to sample their tracks, and this was no exception. They didn't give permission, but they went ahead and did it anyway. There was other samples in the song from Rock Me Amadeus, Last Night a DJ Saved My Life, and Run DMC's Here We Go. Strange record, but good fun. Okay, so it's time now for the answers to the New Wave Ninja Music Quiz. Question 1, I asked who was the lead singer of T'Pau, and the answer is Carol Decker. Question 2, I asked what song is this the intro to? And the answer is a town called Malice from The Jam. Question 3, I asked who wrote the song Private Dancer for Tina Turner, and the answer is Mark Knopfler from Dire Straits. Question number 4, I asked what song is this the middle 8 from? And the answer is West End Girls, Pet Shop Boys. And finally, question 5, I asked originally a hit for Shocking Blue in the 1960s, which cover version did Bananarama have success with in 1986? And the song was called Venus. That's it, dead easy, hey? How did you get on? Are you a new wave ninja?
Flashback.
And I in a borrowed car went driving in the summer, promises and every star. Out in the distance I could hear some people laughing. I felt my heart beat back, a weekend's worth of sadness. There was a farmhouse that had long since been deserted. We stopped and carved our hearts into the wooden surface. We thought just for an instant we could see the future. We thought for once we knew what we really was important. To a Dylan tape that drove around the fields until it started getting late. And I went back to my hotel room on the highway, and he just got back in his car and drove away.
American new wave band Till Tuesday, and coming up close, you may not have heard that one before, and that was released in 1986 and the second and final single from their second studio album Welcome Home. It wasn't a huge hit, but a great song all the same, and that fab song almost brings us to the end of the show. But first, a quick email from Gillian. She says, I had a strange few days. I called my doctor and asked the receptionist for an appointment. She said, which doctor? I said, no, Mr. Jones, my regular doctor, will do just fine. That's it for this show. Thanks for listening as always. I've had a blast. I hope you have too. I'll leave you with somebody who's not quite the full ticket, Grace Jones, and Pull Up to the Bumper. I'll see you next time. Bye for now.
Flashback.
Driving down those city streets, I'm waiting. Want to ditch your big machine somewhere in